Good morning. Skies were clear overnight across most of interior New York and New England, and a lot of places went right back down to freezing. Since about midnight, temperatures have been holding steady and now even climbing a little bit as clouds are rolling in from the west. So just about everyone starting in the lower to mid-30s this morning, some 40s out there as well. And temperatures will continue to climb as we will see an increasing southerly wind today, at times over 20, even 25 miles per hour, out ahead of that storm we've been advertising all week long heading into the Great Lakes. The moisture will be on the increase as well, so clouds, which have already moved into western sections, will continue to overspread the region and thicken. It looks like we'll get a few scattered showers during the middle of the day, but showers will become more likely as we head toward the evening hours around trick-or-treat time. High temperatures will make it into the upper 50s and lower 60s across the region, but temperatures will remain steady overnight tonight. So it'll be a mild Halloween evening for the trick-or-treaters, well up into the 50s, with just a few scattered showers and an increasing breeze. As that storm system approaches from the Great Lakes, we'll start to pick up a steady rain late overnight tonight and more toward tomorrow morning. So we'll call for morning showers tomorrow. Then as the front pushes through, increasing sunshine for the second half of the day. The wind, while gusty out of the south, will flip around to the northwest and increase to 30 miles per hour on Friday afternoon. Still, though, it will be quite mild to warm, with highs right around 70. Another weak disturbance will approach on Saturday, and this will bring us a few scattered showers by later on in the day. Otherwise, some sunshine will get us back into the 50s. Even cooler air behind that disturbance for Sunday. With increasing sunshine, it'll be breezy, with high temperatures staying in the 40s for the second half of the weekend. Right now, the weather pattern looks quiet into the early part of next week, with a gradual warming trend starting in the 40s on Monday, near 50 on Tuesday, and even close to 60 by next Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, is forecasting a risk of severe thunderstorms for a large portion of the central U.S. from the central Gulf Coast to the lower Great Lakes. The main threats will be large hail and damaging winds, but tornadoes will be possible also in parts of the Mid-South and the lower Ohio Valley. In addition, very heavy rain could lead to flash flooding in these areas. A large part of the Mid-South, including most of eastern Texas, is under a flood watch or even some flood warnings. Out ahead of this storm, strong gusty winds will increase today, gust up to 40 miles per hour in the Tennessee Valley, Appalachians, and into the Northeast. Wind advisories and high wind warnings have been issued. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Cayman Brac in the Cayman Islands at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Monday. The last report of hail was at Carlos Prates in Brazil at 4 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 25 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 28 degrees with a west wind at 38 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 36 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 36 degrees, the dew point 34, 93% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.15 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 93 degrees at Edinburgh, Texas, to a low of 3 at Conrad, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly cloudy with a scattered shower in the mid-60s. Boston, mostly cloudy, a scattered shower in the lower 60s. And in Buffalo, cloudy and windy with rain and highs in the upper 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 53 degrees. The low, 33. The average temperature, 43. That's 2 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday for the month, 2 inches even, which is 1.56 inches below normal, and 38.32 inches for the year, which is 5.31 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 22 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 357, and 529 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 54 degrees, the average low, 35. The record high, 73, set in 1946, and the record low, 18, in 1988. Sunrise this morning is at 7:28 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:49 p.m., 10 hours and 21 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, becoming cloudy and windy with rain showers becoming more likely through the afternoon. Highs in the upper 50s. Scattered showers this evening, then a steady rain overnight tonight, continued breezy with lows in the mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, becoming cloudy and breezy with rain showers becoming more likely through the afternoon with highs in the lower 60s. Scattered showers this evening, then a steady rain overnight tonight, continued breezy with lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with scattered rain showers likely through the afternoon and highs near 60. Scattered showers this evening and a steady rain overnight tonight, continued breezy with lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, becoming cloudy and breezy with rain showers more likely through the afternoon and highs around 60. Scattered showers this evening, then a steady rain overnight tonight, continued breezy with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, cloudy and breezy with rain showers becoming more likely through the afternoon and highs near 60. Scattered showers this evening, then a steady rain overnight tonight, continued breezy with lows in the mid to upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, rain in the morning, increasing afternoon sun, windy and warm with highs around 70. Sunshine Saturday morning, giving way to clouds, a late day shower possible, upper 50s. Morning clouds, then sunshine on Sunday, breezy and much colder with highs in the 40s. Mostly sunny, 40s Monday. A mix of sun and clouds near 50 Tuesday, and partly sunny with highs in the upper 50s to near 60 on Wednesday. Enjoy Halloween. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.